President Trump signed a revised executive order today to replace his controversial travel ban. The new order temporarily stops travel from six majority Muslim countries, but it no longer includes Iraq. Attorney General Jeff Sessions outlined details of the plan today, along with other members of the Trump cabinet.
Our founders wisely gave the executive branch the authority and the duty to protect the nation. This executive order is a proper exercise of that power.
Now, as we remember, the president's original order led to protests around the country and was put on hold by a federal court. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy.
So no Iraq on this list, but six countries remain. They would be Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, Syria, and Libya. The order temporarily bans new visa seekers from those countries from coming here. What else should we know about it?
It says that people who already have legal permanent resident status, what we call green card holders, are exempt. And so are those people who already have a valid visa that's been issued. They can come ahead, although, of course, they'll still be subject to the usual process of immigrating or being a refugee. It says that the countries in question are singled out because they have lacked the proper procedures to provide us with the information we need to vet refugees. So they're trying to make the point that this is not about being Muslim. The official line now is that Iraq has gained this capacity since way back in January, and so that is the reason they have been dropped from the list. There are a couple of things that this executive order does not say that the first one did. For example, it does not have a separate ban on Syrian refugees the way the first one did, and it does not include the special treatment of religious minorities. Now, these are all predominantly Muslim countries, so when they talk about religious minorities, they're talking about Christians, and that special treatment for that group is gone now.
So what's been the reaction to this so far? Because as we remember, last time there was chaos at airports around the country. There were big protests and lawsuits.
Another big difference is that this time there's a 10-day phase in for this executive order. And lots of preparation and directions are coming from the Department of Homeland Security. When the announcement was made this morning, it was made by the secretaries of three departments, including John Kelly of the Department of Homeland Security, Rex Tillerson of the State Department. And so a lot of instruction is going out to people about how to handle it this time. And that's really making a big difference. So we don't expect to see the same kind of confusion. We've got 10 days to get ramped up at the airports that we saw back in January, at least not yet.
Although I'm going back to a tweet from Donald Trump from the 30th of January, where he was responding to people who said there should have been a waiting period and said, if the ban were announced with a 1 week notice, the bad would rush into our country during that week.
Well, we now have a 10-day notice.
So, right.
So let us hope that the bad are a little more slow than
so.
Expected.
Ron, another thing I want to ask you about, a big story today from the Supreme Court. It is sending the transgender bathroom case that it was set to hear later this month back to a lower court. Now, this is the case centered on 17-year-old Gavin Grimm. What did the court say and what does this mean?
It means that the lower court, the Fourth Circuit Court, which had ruled in favor of Gavin Grimm based on what the Obama administration had said about this issue and allowing the choice of which bathroom to use based on the self-identity of these various students and other people, that order has, of course, since been superseded by a one from the new president. So the Supremes are basically saying in a one-sentence order, look at this again in light of this new superseding executive order from the new president and reconsider the policy in the light of that new order before you bring this to us.
So it probably will end up back at the Supreme Court at some point?
It's pretty likely. One side or the other is likely to disagree with whatever the Circuit Court or whatever the Circuit Court of Appeals might rule.
One more thing, Ron. Over the weekend, the president accused President Obama of wiretapping his phones during the campaign. Didn't provide any evidence. But this morning, his counselor, Kellyanne Conway, said this on Fox News when she was asked how the president came to that conclusion.
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not. And that's the way it should be for presidents.
But again, the White House hasn't offered any evidence to back up the president's claims. Where does this go from here, Ron?
Well, we're waiting for any indication that the president had any basis for this accusation. Neither he nor the White House has offered any thus far, and people in position to know about it, including that intelligence community that one would assume Kellyanne Conner would be referring to, have all said that it's absolutely false. So we are also waiting to see what the next shoe to drop may be regarding Russian interference in the election campaign and about Russian contacts with various people in Trump world. That is one possible explanation for why Donald Trump has made this accusation at this time.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.